How can schools in the Bristol Bay region put more locally sourced food on cafeteria trays? That's the question farm-to-school coordinator Jody Anderson is asking. The recent grant from the USDA will fund her position and travel in the region for 2 years. Grassroots is the word that she most often uses to describe the project. She wants to begin with a needs assessment. That means meeting with gardeners, farmers, and schools starting this fall to understand networks for local food supply and demand.
One of the things that I really want to do through this is develop kind of a regional specific source book just to gather people together who are growing food to see where food is happening, where it's growing, who's doing it, and then how can we connect each other to those growers so that we can get it to the schools.
By cultivating this network, Anderson hopes to put more local food in area schools by fall of 2018. This first phase will focus on Dillingham City School District, Bristol Bay Borough School District, Southwest Region School District, and the Lakeland Peninsula School District.
The cool thing is that it's going to be based on the needs of the communities and not a top-down approach where I'm saying this is what has to happen or USDA is saying it has to go this way. It's here's some money, let's figure it out, and then let's build it to fit the need that we have.
The idea is that Bristol Bay will be a pilot region and that Anderson will develop a toolkit for other areas to use to increase the consumption of local food in their schools. The second phase of the project will be to identify a second rural region and put that toolkit to work.
Every place has its own issues and its own challenges and opportunities. What we're hoping to do with the Bristol Bay region is to document and show a process and to actually use the process model as something that can be done anywhere in the state of Alaska.
Anderson chose Bristol Bay as a jumping-off point because she's already spent time in the area. She taught a gardening symposium for several years through the University of Alaska Fairbanks Bristol Bay campus and the Bristol Bay Native Association. In this region and around the state, she sees several reasons that convince her schools should aim to source more locally produced food.
The great news about buying local is that the money that you're spending stays local. The education component, when students learn where their food comes from, they're more willing to try foods. And then the third component is nutrition education. When we're able to harvest something and get it onto a student's plate within a couple days versus a couple of weeks, there's a huge nutritional difference.
Victoria Briggs, who farms in Ugashik, is involved helping Anderson make connections with local schools and growers. She also advocates to state legislators for local food in schools through the nonprofit Alaska Food Policy Council. She says many schools in the area are already interested in sourcing local produce. Dillingham City School District, the Lakeland Peninsula School District, and the Bristol Bay Borough School District already buy some of their vegetables locally. Briggs sees the state assistance through Farm to School as taking some of the burden off school administrators to locate growers on their own.
So the state has in the past been able to open the doors with that. And for me, the Farm to School is to, yes, get food into the schools. But part of what comes from this is just the realization in our communities that we can produce and that we can supply these things locally to any of the establishments that are there.
The USDA also awarded grants to 17 other state agencies for the Farm to School program. In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.